This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The 2024 tax season is upon us. You've probably started getting tax documents in your email and physical mailbox. Ashley Ebeling is a personal finance reporter for the Wall Street Journal and wrote about what changes may affect your taxes this year. So, Ashley, tell us what's going on with our tax brackets this year.
So the tax brackets are adjusted for inflation. And since we've seen inflation, they're wider this year. And that means you can actually have more income before you reach a higher bracket and higher associated rate. So it just gives a little bit more room as people's incomes hopefully go up with inflation, that they're staying at that same tax rate and they're not getting bumped up into the next bracket.
Can you give an example of who might see their taxes change because of this?
Well, you could compare your 2023 bracket to the 2024 bracket. And the most basic example is income up to $11,000 was assessed at the 10% rate for 2023. And then next year it would go up to $11,600.
So you mentioned that the tax brackets are adjusted for inflation. But in your piece about this, you mentioned that inflation adjustment hasn't always been calculated the way that it is today. It changed to a slower method in 2017. Can you explain that?
So that's true. It was in 2017, Congress switched to the slower method of inflation adjustments. And that just means that the brackets aren't going up as much as they used to. And the Joint Committee on Taxation actually projected that change would cost Americans $133 billion over a decade, that they'd be paying that much more in taxes.
When it comes to tax rates, the rates that we have now, how locked in are they as opposed to moving around over the course of the years?
So the current rates, that's the 10% up to the 37%, those rates were set by the 2017 tax overhaul, and they'll expire at the end of 2025. The rates only change if Congress changes them. The brackets, on the other hand, the brackets too, the brackets are set by Congress, but what changes every year are these inflation adjustments to the brackets to try to keep taxpayers somewhat in the same place where they were the year before.
So the IRS came out with the tax filing opening date. What overall are some of the big trends and changes that you think regular folks should be looking out for when it comes to doing their taxes this year?
So the big thing to know is January 29th is the filing season start date when individuals can file their return. The due date for most of the nation is April 15th. You always have to remember that's not just the due date to file, but it's the due date to pay. So that's even if you request an extension until October 15th, you still need to pay by April 15th, at least a good faith estimate. For Maine and Massachusetts, because of state holidays, their due date is April 17th.
Okay. Ashley Ebeling is a personal finance reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.